the Gideons. Imagine, if you will, showing up at a hotel only to find that there were no rooms available. The attendant there suggests that you share a room with a complete stranger. The time and the date was 1898. Now, for many of you, it's going to be difficult to sort of put your place in 1898. For some of us, it wasn't that long ago. And at that time, the mode of transportation certainly wasn't the automobile as we know it today. In fact, the Model T Ford was produced commercially, mass-produced, starting in 1913. So that was only 15 years later. Anyway, the gentleman in question was John Nicholson, and he had no choice. So he shared a room with a complete stranger, whose name was Sam Hill. Before crawling into bed, Nicholson opened his Bible. At age 19, he had promised his dying mother that he would read the Bible every night. Hill, asleep in the next bed, awoke. "Mr. Hill," said Mr. Nicholson, "you will pardon me, sir, if I keep the light on just a bit longer. I make it a practice to read from God's Word and have a little chat with Him before I retire." Mr. Hill jumped up and he said, "Well, read it aloud. I'm a Christian too." So they read from John 15, stayed up until 2 a.m. discussing the needs of traveling Christians, salesmen. Nicholson and Hill bumped into each other again in Beaver Dam, Wisconsin, a year later, in July of 1899. Three people showed up: Nicholson, Hill, and a fellow by the name of William Knight. The men, nonetheless, launched their organization to mobilize Christian travelers for encouragement, evangelism, and service. They decided to call themselves after the Old Testament character Gideon, who was willing to do whatever God said. And in fact, from Judges 7, verse 17 and 18, we read, "Gideon said to his men, 'When we get to the enemy camp, spread out and surround it. Then wait for me to blow my signal on my trumpet. As soon as you hear it, blow your trumpets and shout, fight for the Lord.'" They chose his name. Since all of the early Gideons were traveling men, the question arose as to how they could be witnesses in the hotels where they spent so much time. Someone suggested the Gideons encourage every hotel they patronized to furnish a Bible for its patrons. At a 1907 Chicago meeting, someone went so far as to suggest Gideons place Bibles in all of the rooms of the hotels. The idea was adopted. The first distribution of Bibles occurred in the Superior Hotel in Iron Mountain, Montana, in 1908, about 110 years ago. Since that time, listen to this number, 2.5 billion scriptures have been placed around the world. Isn't it amazing? There's a real story here, and that is this. Don't ever say, "My voice doesn't count." This proves it counts. Speak up. We now have camps in 200 countries throughout the world. 200. It is amazing what God has allowed us to accomplish. I joined the Gideons in 1980. Two reasons. I had been asked to join many organizations that do a lot of useful work. The objective of the Gideons is to introduce boys and girls, men and women, into a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. That sold me right there. That sold me. I have never, and ever, the other thing was, every penny you give goes to purchase scriptures and place scriptures. We, the individual Gideons, pay for our own travel, even if it's in foreign countries. We have a little testament that we use in our personal witnessing. We buy that ourselves. So you can know that every penny you give goes to purchase Scripture. It has helped me so much in my married life to trust God to do what He says He's going to do. It will strengthen your Christian life to be in this organization. One other thing I want to share with you. I was in New York last week due to restraints on the material that I could carry. I only carried three testaments with me. And I prayed that God would show me someone that I could share the word with. We're on this boat going to Ellis Island. There's 564 people on the boat. I know that because I asked how many that would see. A gentleman sat by me, and in his broken English, we were talking, and he said he was from Bolivia. His name was Miguel Vega. I won't forget that because I gave him a testament. I told him, I said, I prayed to God that I would meet a special person, and you're it. So I said, he started reading the scripture. And in the back of this little testament, we have various scriptures that will help you in recognizing your sin and how to receive Christ. So he read it for about 10 minutes. We were talking about how bad things occur in the world. And he said, I want to sign the back to receive Christ. Let me tell you what. We saw all kinds of historic things and events. Nothing was any better. That was the highlight of my trip. Sharing to know there'll be someone in heaven. That little scripture costs $1.35. What's a soul worth? Now, I'm going to stop. There was a news commentator on many years ago by the name of Paul Harvey. Some of us remember him well. But he would end, if he didn't have time to finish a story, he would say, and now for the rest of the story, when he concluded this, so I will be here at 12:15 for the rest of the story.